الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in previous class we had read the question the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى: ما دليل الإيمان بالكتب؟ ما دليل الإيمان بالكتب؟ What is the evidence for belief in the divine books? We have seen what the author he mentioned with regards to that, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And now the author, after finishing the discussion with regards to the second pillar of al-Iman, ruknan al-thani min arkan al-Iman al-sitta, al-Iman bil-malaika, now he begins al-Imanu bil-kutub, the third pillar of believing, the third pillar of al-Iman, al-Imanu bil-kutub al-munazzala, believing in the divine books that have been revealed. We have read the first question with regards to this. We continue reading. He says, "Rahimahullah." Su'al, question: هل سميت جميع الكتب في القرآن؟ هل سميت جميع الكتب في القرآن؟ Have all of the divine books been mentioned by name in the Quran? الجواب: The answer. سمى الله منها في القرآن هو يعني القرآن والتوراة والإنجيل والزبور والصحف إبراهيم وموسى وذكر الباقية جملتان. Allah, the answer, Allah named in the Quran itself, and the Torah, and the Injil, and al-Zabur, and Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa, and the rest they are mentioned collectively or in general, and the rest they are mentioned in a general sense. وقال تعالى, he says, قال تعالى, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم, نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل. Allah the Most High, he said, Allah the Most High, he said, the meaning of which is Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. It is He who has sent down the book, meaning the Qur'an, to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with truth, confirming what came before it. And he sent down the Torah and the Injil also before. And he sent down the Torah and the Injil before. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High, he says, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورًا, and to Dawood we have given a Zabur, the Psalms, the Book of Wisdom and Great Knowledge and Light. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High, He said, أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Allah the Most High, He said in His book, the meaning of which is, or is He not informed with what is in the scriptures of Musa and Ibrahim, who fulfilled any of the commandments that He was ordered to do, عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High, He said, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs, revealed with them scripture, and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, that mankind may keep up justice, that mankind may keep up justice. So here in these evidences, we see clearly that the book is mentioned, the Quran, revelation, sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise that at Tawrat is revelation sent down upon Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Injil is likewise revelation sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. Suhuf Musa, Allah knows best, this is consisting of the Tawrat. This is consisting of the Torah that was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have the Quran and we have the Torah. We have the Quran, we have the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and the Torah which was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, and the Injil which was revealed to Isa alayhi salam, and al-Zabur which was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, and Suhuf Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So these here are mentioned directly by name. These here are mentioned directly by name. And then the other verses likewise mentioning them in general. Mentioning them in general. And here in the last verse that we read, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمْ الْكِتَابِ. والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. And indeed we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture, yani the revelation. So this is in general. This is in general, and likewise the balance that mankind may keep up justice. فما ذكر الله منها تفصيلا وجب علينا الإيمان به تفصيلا وما ذكر منها إجمالا وجب علينا الإيمان به إجمالا فنقول فيه ما أمر الله به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقل آمنت بما أنزل الله من كتاب وقل آمنت بما أنزل الله من كتاب. So whatever Allah mentions specifically, it is obligatory upon us to believe in it specifically. And whatever he mentioned generally, it is obligatory upon us to believe in it generally. To believe in it generally. And we say, concerning it, as Allah commanded his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say. And he said to them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I believe in whatsoever Allah has sent down of the book. I believe in whatsoever Allah has sent down of the book. And he قُلْ يعني بِلِسَانِكَ تَلَّفُظًا وَبِقَلْبِكَ تَسْدِيقًا وَإِقْرَارًا إِسْرَاء إِقْرَارًا وَتَسْدِيقًا. You say it with your tongue, and you pronounce it, and you believe it in your heart, and you affirm it. آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. I believe in whatsoever Allah has revealed from the scripture. And all of the revelation that was revealed from Allah, I believe in all of it. I believe in all of it. So this is what we are commanded. So the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah in believing in the divine scripture and the revealed books is similar to that which has preceded in believing in the angels. الإيمان بها تفصيلا فيما فصل وإجمالا فيما أجمل. We believe in the books in detail and that which has come in detail, and in general and that which has come in general. So the names that are mentioned in detail, like those that have preceded, we believe in them specifically in detail. And likewise, some of the contents of those books have been revealed to us as well, and we believe in that likewise. And we believe in that likewise. Like the description of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the end of Surah Al-Fat. In the end of Surah Al-Fat, Allah, he mentioned that the Sahaba are described in the Torah and the Injil. They're described in the Torah and the Injil. So this was something that Allah revealed in those books, and we believe in that. And likewise, in the end of Surah Al-Ala, Allah, he mentioned, وَذَلِكَ فِي What's the last verse? Surah Al-Ala. إن هذا لفي صحف في إبراهيم إن هذا في صحف في إبراهيم وموسى وإن هذا لفي صحف في إبراهيم وموسى. So Allah, he mentioned that these affairs that are mentioned in the surah, that indeed they are also mentioned in the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. And likewise in the middle of Surah An-Najm, Allah, he mentioned about Ibrahim and some of the rulings and some of the wisdom and the likes that was revealed in the book that was revealed to in the scriptures that were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the point is that what has come in the Quran and the authentic Sunnah mentioning with regards to the divinely revealed books, whether it's their names or their contents and the likes like this, then we believe in it specifically and in detail. And that which has come in general, then we believe in it in general. We believe in it in general. So the author, he says, Rahimahullah, سؤال ما معنى الإيمان بكتب الله عز وجل. What is the meaning of belief in the books of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic? What does it mean to believe in the books of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic? الجواب, the answer, معناه التصديق الجازم بأن جميعها منزل من عند الله عز وجل وأن الله تكلم بها حقيقة وأن الله تكلم بها حقيقة. It means the firm belief in the heart, the firm belief that all of them were revealed from Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and that Allah, he spoke them truly. And in reality, the revelation, all of them is the speech of Allah. So the Quran, no doubt, is the speech of Allah. But likewise, the Torah and the Injil and Suhuf and the Zabur and Suhuf Ibrahim and Musa, this is the speech of Allah. The revelation is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not created. So it means by believing in the divine books and the revealed scripture, it means to believe with firm, certain belief that all of them were revealed from Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, and that Allah, he truly spoke them. فمنها المسموع منه تعالى من وراء حجاب بدون واسطة الرسول الملكي ومنها ما بلغه الرسول الملكي إلى الرسول البشري. وَمِنْهَا مَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِيَدِهِ. Some of them were heard directly from him, from behind the veil, without the mediation of the angelic messenger. without the mediation from the angelic messenger, and neither messenger from the angels. We have seen that the angels, they're messengers. And some of them, they were entrusted to bringing the revelation. And that was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says some of them were heard directly from Allah, from behind a veil, without the mediation of the al-malik al-rasul al-maliki, al-rasul al-maliki, yani the angelic messenger. Some of them were conveyed by the angelic messenger to the human messenger. Some of them were conveyed by the angel, which is a messenger, to the human, which is a messenger. You understand that? And this is the one that is well known. This is the one that is well known. Some of them Allah wrote with his hand. And some of them Allah, he wrote with his hand. قال تعالى وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء. Allah the Most High said, it is not given. It is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him unless it be by revelation or from behind the veil, or that he sends a messenger to reveal what he wills by his leave. To reveal what he wills by his leave. So it will be in this manner. بالوحي أو من وراء حجاب أو بإرسال رسول ملكي إلى الرسول البشري. And he will reveal by the permission of Allah that which he wills. وقال تعالى لموسى. And Allah, he said to Musa, إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي. And Allah, he said to Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, I have chosen you above mankind by my message and by speaking to you directly. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And Allah, he spoke directly to Musa. وقال تعالى في شأن التوراة. And Allah, he said with regards to the affair of the Torah, وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء. And we wrote for him on the tablets the lesson to be drawn from all things, and explanation and admonition for all things. For all things. وقال في عيسى. And Allah, he mentioned about Isa عليه السلام. وآتيناه الإنجيل. And we gave him the Injil. And we gave him the Injil. وقال تعالى وآتينا داود زبورا. وآتينا داود زبورا. And Allah, he mentioned the Most High. And to Dawood we gave the Zabur. We gave the Zabur. وقال تعالى في شأن القرآن. And Allah, the Most High, he mentioned about the Quran. لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمي والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا. But Allah bears witness to that which He has sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has sent it down with His knowledge, and the angels bear witness, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. وقال تعالى فيه. And Allah, He mentioned likewise about the Quran. وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا ونزلناه تنزيلا. And it is a Quran which we have divided into parts in order that you might recite it to men at intervals, and we have revealed it by stages. ونزلناه تنزيلا. And we have revealed it by stages, yani in portions, different times and places and circumstances. وقال تعالى. And Allah the Most High, He says, وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به روح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. And truly, this Quran is a revelation from the Lord of all mankind, jinn, and everything that exists, من رب العالمين, which the trustworthy Ruh has brought down upon your heart so that you may be from one of the warners in the plain Arabic language. In the plain Arabic language. وقال تعالى فيه. And Allah, He mentioned likewise about the noble Quran. إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Verily those who disbelieve in the reminder, meaning the Quran, whenever it comes to them, they are doomed. They are failures and losers. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And verily it is an honorable book. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٌ. Indeed, and verily it is an honorable book. Falsehood cannot come to it from before nor from behind it. It was sent down by the All-Wise, the one worthy of all praise. Sit down by the All-Wise, the one who is worthy of all praise. With regards to this verse here, لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. But rather Allah, He bears witness to that which He has sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in reference to the noble Quran. أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. He sent it down with his knowledge. He sent it down with his knowledge. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْهَدُونَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And the angels as well, they bear witness, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this. قَوْلُهُ فِي قَوْلِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. That Allah, he revealed the Quran بِعِلْمِهِ. أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. That Allah, he revealed the Quran by his knowledge, with his knowledge. He says, rahimahullah, Ibn Kathir, he says, فِيهِ عِلْمُهُ الَّذِي أَرَادَ أَن يُطْلِيَ الْعِبَادَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Meaning that in the statement of Allah, he sent it down with his knowledge. أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. Allah, he sent down the Qur'an with his knowledge. Means that that in it is his knowledge. And he said the Qur'an is from the speech of Allah. It's from the knowledge of Allah. And Allah, he revealed it with his knowledge. Meaning that this Qur'an contains knowledge that he revealed to the creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, in it is his knowledge which he willed to make his servants aware of, and which he decreed and wanted to make his servants aware of clear evidences, guidance, and criterion. وَمَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ وَمَا يَكْرَهُهُ وَيَأْبَاهُ. And of what Allah loves and is pleased with, and what he hates and rejects. And what he hates and rejects. وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِالْغُيُوبِ مِنَ الْمَاضِ وَالْمُسْتَقْبَلِ. And likewise of what it contains of knowledge of the unseen regarding the past in the future. وَمَا فِيهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ صِفَاتِهِ تَعَالَى الْمُقَدَّسَةِ الَّتِي لَا يَعْلَمُهَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ وَلَا مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ إِلَّا أَنْ يُعْلِمَهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. And what it contains of mention of his sanctified attributes, any pure holy attributes, which no prophet sent nor angel brought near knows, except if Allah informs him of it. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. And Allah, he mentioned the Most High, and they will never encompass anything of his knowledge except that which he wills. وَقَالَ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. And Allah, he said, and they will never encompass anything of him in knowledge. In knowledge. So Allah, he revealed the Quran with his knowledge. With his knowledge. So this is also from the clarification of what it means to believe. The author is going to mention a number of beautiful points. Now, and we read, he says, rahimahullah, سؤال ما منزلة القرآن من الكتب المتقدمة. ما منزلة القرآن من الكتب المتقدمة. What is the status of the Quran in relation to the previous scriptures? In relation to the previous scriptures. We know all of them, the revelation and the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of them are revelation and the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. He spoke them truthfully in reality, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen some of the details with regards to that. Now the question is, what is the relationship? What is the status of the Quran? Of the Quran in relation to the previous scriptures. Al-Jawab, the answer, قال الله تعالى فيه وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. He says, and Allah said regarding it, and we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book. And he meaning the revelation, the scripture, but this is specific now. The scripture that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the noble Quran. He says, then we have sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book and the scripture, meaning this Quran, in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it. Confirming the scripture that came before it, and is trustworthy. And trustworthy in highness and a witness over it. Trustworthy in highness and a witness over it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah the Most High says, and this Quran is not such as could ever be produced by other than Allah. But it is the confirmation of that which was before it. And a full explanation of the book, of the previous scripture, of the scripture, wherein there is no doubt, wherein there is no doubt from the Lord of the worlds. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah the Most High, He says, وَمَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. The Most High, He said, it is not a forged statement. It's not fabricated and made up by the minds, the tongues of humans, but a confirmation of which was before it, and a detailed explanation of everything, and a guide and a mercy for people who believe. And a guide and a mercy for people who believe. May Allah make us from the people who believe. وَقَالَ أَهْلُ التَّفْسِيرِ قَالَ أَهْلُ التَّفْسِيرِ مُهَيْمِنًا مُؤْتَمِنًا وَشَاهِدًا عَلَى مَا قَبَلُهُ مِنَ الْكُتُبِ وَمُصَدِّقًا لَهَا. The scholars of Tafsir, they mentioned the description of the Quran here, Muhaiminan. Muhaiminan. This is from the names of the Quran, the attributes of the Quran, Muhaiminan. ala al-kutub al-sabiqa. Yani it's in charge. It's in charge and a witness and a judge and rule over the previous revelations. He says the scholars of tafsir, the scholars of tafsir, they said about this characteristic here, this trait, muhaiminan, they said what that means, mu'taminan, mushahidan, ala ma qablahu min al-kutub al-musaddiqan laha. He says this means trustworthy. The Quran is muhaiminan, meaning it's trustworthy, guardian, a witness over the previous scriptures confirming them. That's trustworthy, guardian. It's trustworthy, guardian, and witness over the previous scriptures, confirming them. Confirming them. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned, muhaiminan, yani shahidan bi sihhati al-kutub al-munazzala, wa raqiban alayha, wa hafidan laha, wa hafidan lima fiha, wa hafidan lima fiha. That, yani muhaiminan, al-kutub al-sabiqa, shahidan bi sihhati al-kutub al-mutaqaddima, al-munazzala. That the Quran is a witness. A witness testifying to the authenticity of the previous revealed scriptures. وَرَقِيبًا عَلَيْهَا. And also guardian over and a witness over it. And watching over it. And protecting وَحَافِظًا لِمَا فِيهَا. And preserving that which is found in those previous scriptures. And preserving that which is found in those previous scriptures. The author says, and what this means, he said, يَعْنِي يُصَدِّقُ مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الصَّحِيحِ وَيَنْفِي مَا وَقَعَ فِيهَا مِنْ تَحْرِيفٍ وَالتَّبْدِيلٍ وَالتَّغْيِيرِ وَيَحْكُمُ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّسْخِ أَوِ التَّقْرِيرِ. He says that is, it confirms what is true in them. The Quran, مُهَيْمِنًا عَلَى الْكُتُبِ السَّابِقَةِ. What does that mean? That the Quran is in charge, a witness and judge, a rule over the previous books. He said it confirms what is true in them, rejects what has been altered, changed, or distorted, and rules over them by abrogation or affirmation. And rules over them by abrogation or affirmation. Yani muhaiminan, yani hakiman, shahidan, hafidan. This is the meaning. The Quran is a witness over the previous books and preserver and guarding over the previous book and defending likewise the previous books and clarifying any distortion or changes that were made in those previous books, affirming that which remains from truth in those previous scriptures. He says, rahimahullah, وَلِهَذَا يَقْضَعُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُتَمَسِّكٍ بِالْكُتُبِ الْمُقَدِّمَةِ وَلِهَذَا يَقْضَعُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُتَمَسِّكٍ بالكتب المتقدمة بالكتب المتقدمة ممن لم ينقلب على عقبيه كما قال تبارك وتعالى الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون وإذا يتلى عليهم قالوا آمنا به إنه الحق من ربنا إنا كنا من قبله مسلمين. الله أكبر وغير ذلك. He says, therefore everyone who truly held to the previous scriptures and did not turn back on his heels submits to it. Everyone who believed in Musa alayhi salam and in the Torah and the law, and everyone who believed in Isa alayhi salam and the Injil and the Gospels and the wisdom therein and the prophets before them, and the prophets before them, those who truly believe in him, they believe in the prophet after them. And that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the book, the Noble Quran. With the Noble Quran, he says, therefore, everyone who truly held fast to the previous scriptures and did not turn back on his heels submits to it. Submits to it, to the Quran, to the revelation and the law of Allah azza wa jal. As Allah the Exalted, he said, those to whom we gave the scripture before, they believe in it. And when it is recited to them, they say, we believe in it. Verily, it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, even before we have been from those who submit to Allah in Islam. Even before we were Muslims. Even before, whenever we believed in Jesus, we were Muslims submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal. We believe in Allah. Whenever before, when we were following Musa, we believe in Musa, submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever we heard about the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in it. And we submit to Allah Azza wa Jalla. All of the prophets and messengers are Muslims, and all of their followers are Muslims. May Allah make us from the Muslims and proud and thankful to be from the Muslims. And proud and thankful to be from the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, nahnu muslimun. Alhamdulillah, nahnu muslimun. We are Muslims. We are followers of Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi al-Hashimi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatam al-Nabi. Khatam al-Nabi. Wallahi, hadha fadlun azim. This is a great virtue, a great blessing and favor, a great virtue, a tremendous blessing and favor to be a Muslim in any time, but to especially to be a Muslim in the end of times from the followers of the final prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was saying previously that more than half of the people of Jannah are from his followers. More than half of the people of Jannah are going to be from his followers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us from them. So this is a blessing. This is a blessing to be from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haqqan, to be from the people of Qur'an. The people of Qur'an haqqan.
the description that the author he mentioned with regards to the status of the Quran in relation to the previous books, and he mentioned the verses clarifying this in the description. First and foremost, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ and trustworthy and highness, trustworthy and highness and a witness over it, meaning that the Quran is in charge of those previous scriptures. So the description here from al-Muhaymin is al-Haymana. Al-Haymana, and it's a type of sultan and authority and dominion, power. And power, al-Haymana. You say, Haymana, you Haymin, Haymin. So who Muhaymin? Al-Muhaymin, yani the one who has authority, the one who has power, the one who has honor, the one who has might, the one who has strength, the one who's in charge, the one who rules and his judge is followed. And he's the one who rules and his judgment is followed. So this is from the description of the Quran, al-Haymana. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ يعني على الكتب السابقة يعني على الكتاب المنزل السابق هيمنة القرآن من أربعة أوجه. The people of knowledge, they mentioned هيمنة القرآن من أربعة أوجه من أربعة أوجه. سبحان الله. The هيمنة, the authority and the authority and the judge, the rule of the Quran is over the previous scriptures is in four aspects. أربعة أوجه. Right now we're touching on a مسألة. A مسألة. A مسألة. The مسألة is هيمنة القرآن. هيمنة القرآن. هذه المسألة لها أربعة أوجه. الوجه الأول. The scholars they say الوجه الأول, right? الوجه الأول. Anyone just came to my mind, الوجه الأول. This issue here, it has four أوجه. The first وجه, we're going to discuss it. But now I want to make a point. That even the mas'ala has a wajh. Right? The mas'ala has a wajh. But we've been talking about the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? Allah, he has a wajh. كَمَّا يَلِيكُ بِجَلَالِي وَأَظْلَمَتِي سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. But even in the Arabic language, you say, هَذِي مَسَّلَة الْوَجْهُ الْأَوَّلِ فِي هَذِي الْمَسَّلَةِ. The first wajh in this issue. So whenever you say the أوجه في المسألة, this word here, do you think of a nose and a face or like a human being? Right? Or is it understood in the context of the sentence? And what it's described to? And what it's described to? So even a mas'ala has a wajh. Al-ard laha wajh. How many people ala wajh al-ard? How many people's on the face of the earth? You say that, right? How many people's on the face of the earth? So the face of the earth and the face of the mas'ala is not the same. Or they're close. Or they're completely different, absolutely. They share nothing except the name. Right? And then even the meaning could be, the general meaning is known. And it's something that you see directly, the thing that's facing you. All right, so this issue has a face, it has a way, it's understood, an aspect. Four aspects, this one here. There's one, two, three, four different aspects to understand and look at this issue. So the face of the earth, likewise, it has a face. And the watch has a face. And you have a face, and I have a face. And they're all different. They're all different. You understand that? So Allah, he has a face likewise because he said he has a face, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it's not like the faces of the creation. Not like the face of the earth, nor the face of the mas'ala, nor the face of the human being, or the face of a watch. It's a face befitting of his majesty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah allow us to see his face. So we see, again, al-haymana. Haymanatu Qur'an. Haymanatu al-Qur'an. على الكتب السابقة من أربعة أوجه. It's from four aspects. الوجه الأول, the first aspect, شاهد على صدقها. شاهد على صدقها. The first aspect of how the Quran is in charge and authority over the previous scriptures is that it is a witness to the authenticity and the truthfulness of those previous scriptures. ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه. Allah, he mentioned, even in the verse, ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه. But rather, the Quran is affirming, confirming that which came before it from the scriptures. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. Allah, he described the Quran, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. Affirming, confirming that which came before from the previous scriptures. So the Quran came to affirm and to confirm those previous scriptures that what Musa came with was haq. What Isa, he came with was haq. It was truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was truth, guidance and light, mercy and benefit for mankind, direction, speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Quran is confirming that. And affirming that. Number two, al-wajh al-thani, shahidun bi-tahrifi ma hurrifa minha, and also witnessing as a witness to what has been changed and distorted from those previous scriptures. So there, in the previous scriptures, there are some truth that remains, and the Quran affirms that. And there was much falsehood and deviation likewise that has been introduced and changed, and the Quran witnesses that like this. And the Quran is in charge over that witnessing and testifying to that. In the هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned indeed this Quran. In هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون. Indeed, the Quran narrates to the children of Israel the majority of what they differ in. And what they differ in and what they change and the issues that they have from distorting and adding and subtracting and following the whims and the desires. The Quran clarifies the falsehood of that and what is true from that likewise. And what is true from that likewise. Number three, الوجه الثالث, حاكم بإقرار ما أقر الله منها فيحكم بحكم الله فيها. That the Quran is حاكم بإقرار ما أقر الله منها, is a judge and ruling, affirming that which Allah has affirmed in those books. And if the things that were affirmed in those books, the Quran is affirming that. The Quran is affirming that even if the people, they attempt to distort it and to change it, like the verse in the Torah that the Jews, they tried to change about the rajm, about the stoning. This is the revelation that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clarified, and was a judge and a rule against that. That was they tried to hide or deny is affirmed, and the Quran came to affirm that. And الرابع الوجه الرابع, the fourth aspect, حاكم بما نسخه الله منها, حاكم بما نسخ الله منها. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise, the Quran is a judge and rule over that which Allah has abrogated from those previous books. Meaning all the previous books, they have been abrogated. And the rulings that are found therein, likewise, abrogated, except that which Allah clarified remains. Except that which Allah clarified remains. Alhamdulillah. So he says now, rahimahullah, سؤال question. ما الذي يجب التزامه في حق القرآن على جميع الأمة؟ ما الذي يجب التزامه في حق القرآن على جميع الأمة؟ What is obligatory upon the entire ummah to hold fast to regarding the Quran? So we have seen that al-kutub as-sabiqa, the previous revelations, they had been distorted, they had been changed, rulings have been exchanged, additions and subtractions were made, and the deviations occurred in those previous scriptures by the followers of the prophets of those days afterwards, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also as well, the previous scriptures, they have all been abrogated by the Quran. So the Quran has abrogated those previous scriptures, and the Quran is protected and guarded from any change or distortion. And the Quran is the final and the last revelation, and the only law that can be followed, the only law that's permissible to follow. So the previous scriptures, they were distorted and changed, and likewise, they have been abrogated, and the Quran remains undistorted and pure as it was revealed, and it's the only book that is allowed to implement and apply, whether it's an obligation to work by it and to uphold its rights. It's not allowed to work by the Torah or the Injil or any other revelation that has preceded. So the author, he says, rahimahullah, al-jawab, huwa itiba'uhu zahiran wa batinan wa tamassuku bihi wa qiyamu bihaqihi. He said it is to follow it outwardly and inwardly, adhere to it and establish its due rights. What is obligatory upon the entire ummah with regards to holding fast to the Quran? He said it is to follow it outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly, to adhere to it, to hold fast to it, and to establish its due rights. قال الله تعالى وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا. And Allah the Most High, He says, and this is a blessed book which we have sent down, so follow it and fear Allah. So follow it and fear Allah. وقال تعالى اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. And He said, the Most High, follow what has been sent down unto you from your Lord, and follow not any protectors or awliya besides Him. وقال تعالى and Allah the Most High, He said, والذين يمسكون بالكتاب وأقاموا الصلاة إن لا نضيع أجر المصلحين. And as to those who hold fast to the book, meaning acting on His teachings and perform a salah, certainly we shall never waste the reward of those who do righteous deeds. Certainly we shall never waste the reward, neglect the reward of those who do righteous deeds. He says, Rahimahullah, وَهِيَ عَامَّةٌ فِي كُلِّ كِتَابٍ وَالْآيَاتُ فِي ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا. And this is in general for every book. And there are many verses regarding that. There are many verses regarding that. And it's the right to follow. The right to follow and implement the law and legislation that is prescribed. He says, وَأَوْصَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he enjoined adherence, and he ordered the people to adhere to the book of Allah. He ordered the people to adhere to the book of Allah, saying, hold fast to the book of Allah and adhere to it. Hold fast to the book of Allah and adhere to it. This is a narration collected by Imam Muslim from the Haditha Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu. In that wording in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. And take to the book of Allah and hold fast to it. Take to the book of Allah and hold fast to it and adhere to His teachings and apply it in your life. وَفِي حَدِيثِ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا إِنَّهُ سَتُكُونُ فِتْنًا قُلْتُ وَمَا الْمَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم قَالَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَذَكَرَ الْحَدِيثِ. And in the narration of Ali radiyallahu anhu, which is marfu', and he ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, there will be fitin, trials. And Ali, he said radiyallahu anhu, what is the way out of them, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the book of Allah, the book of Allah. And he mentioned the rest of the hadith. This narration here, Allah knows best, is collected by Tirmidhi and also by Darimi and others from the hadith of Ali radiyallahu anhu, and it's weak. And it is weak, although the meaning is correct. No doubt there are other narrations clarifying similar issues. Anything that is going to be fitted, like the hadith of Irbal ibn Sariya, innahu man ya'ish minhum badi fasayara ikhtilafan kathira. Indeed, those who live after me, they're going to see much differing, and it's going to be fitting. The Prophet ﷺ informed of that, and he informed the way to deal with those fitting and to stay safe from them, and that is to hold fast to his way and the way of the khulafa, which is holding fast to the book of Allah, which is holding fast to the book of Allah. So no doubt the meaning is correct. So no doubt the meaning is correct. So the previous scriptures, they had been entrusted to the prophets and those followers, and they were distorted and changed. As for the Quran, it cannot be distorted nor changed. It cannot be distorted nor changed. The issue with regards to this is that the deviant and misguided, they attempt to distort the meanings and to misinterpret the rulings and the likes like this. But always throughout time, Allah will establish a group of people who will stand and defend the Quran and defend the religion, the Sharia, and the legislation, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clarifying their falsehood and clarifying their misinterpretations. So the previous scriptures, they were actually distorted. The verses were changed. The verses were changed and exchanged. And there's the additions made and subtractions made in the previous scriptures. In the previous scriptures, some of the truth remained, but it was mixed and it was changed. It was distorted. The actual text was distorted, along with the application and the understanding as well. Misinterpretation as well. The Jews had written much deviation with regards to their so-called explanation of the Torah and the likes like this. But this is all from their tahrif, from their misinterpretation and deviation and misguidance. As for the Quran, it's preserved. As for the Quran, the text of the Quran is preserved. Allah, He mentioned in His book, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah, He is preserving and protecting the Quran. It cannot be changed. It cannot be distorted. A letter cannot be added or taken away. Even a harakat cannot be changed. And in a manner that the people will believe it and follow it and it will remain. Rather, if somebody attempts to change it, it will be recognized and seen. Even if somebody's reciting the Quran, reading the prayer for example, the smallest of the believers, those who memorize the book of Allah, like the youth, sometimes they'll correct the imam. They'll correct the imam if he makes a dhamma in a place of a fatha or a fatha in a place of a kisra. He'll be able to identify that and know that because it's memorized and preserved in this manner. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all times, there are people that Allah has chosen that will memorize His book. And likewise, others that will understand the book and implement the book and apply it and defend it. And defend it, yani directly and likewise indirectly. Yani directly defending the book of Allah with that intention, and others, they just memorize it precisely. And if any mistake is made, it comes to their heart and they recognize it automatically. Automatically. So the book, if someone tried to change it, if somebody attempted to distort it, it will be recognized. It will be clarified and it will not go. It will not be left like that, uncovered and changed, uncovered and changed. The verse will not be left off. Yani, and the entire ummah will forget that or be changed. And the people will forget that. This will not happen. Alhamdulillah, hasn't happened in, yani, until now from the promise of Allah. And it will not happen. It will not happen until the Quran is lifted in the end of days. In the end of days, the Quran is the last revelation and the final law, and it's preserved. As for the meanings, then this is where the war is with Ahl Sunnah and the people of deviation and the people of desires and whims, as they attempt to mislead the people and misinterpret the meanings of the Quran. Likewise, the proper meaning, application, understanding will remain as well with the group of the believers. لا تزال طائفة من هذه الأمة ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله من كذلك. There will always remain a group from this ummah who is victorious, upright, steadfast upon the truth. Some verses, يقاتلون على الحق, fighting for the truth. Fighting for the truth. No harm will come to them from those who oppose them, nor for those who abandon them until the command of Allah, he comes. Until the command of Allah, he comes. May Allah make us from them and their followers. The followers of this ta'ifa, al-ta'ifa, al-naji, al-mansura. The ones that we're studying their creed right now in this work that we have, alhamdulillah. Yata, he says, rahimahullah, su'an, question. Ma ma'na tamassuki bil kitabi wal qiyami bihaqihi. What is the meaning of adhering to the book and establishing its due right? This is an amazing question. What is the meaning of adhering to the Quran, holding fast to it, and establishing its due right? Al jawab, the answer, hifdhuhu wa tilawatuhu wa qiyamu bihi ana al-layli wa nahar wa tadabburu ayatihi. He said it is to memorize it, to recite it. Establish it during the hours of the night and the day, recitation, and ponder over its verses, recitation and application, and ponder over its verses. وَإِحْلَالُ حَلَالِهِ وَتَحْرِيمُ حَرَامِهِ وَانْقِيَادُ لِأَوَامِرِهِ وَالْإِنْزِجَارُ بِزَوَاجِرِهِ. And to declare the lawful of the Quran, of what it makes lawful, lawful. And to declare lawful of what it makes lawful, and unlawful of what it makes unlawful, and to submit to its commandments, and to refrain from its prohibitions. والاعتبار بأمثاله والاتعاظ بقصصه والعمل بمحكمه والتسليم لمتشابهه والوقوف عند حدوده. And to take admonition from its parables, and to take lessons from its stories, and to act upon its clear rulings, and to submit to its ambiguous ones, and to stop at its limits. وينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين. And to repel from it the distortions of the extremists and the false claims of the invalidators, the people of falsehood. والنصيحة له. والنصيحة له, what's it say? بكل. I wrote some notes here that covered up to it. والنصيحة له بكل معانيه والدعوة إلى ذلك على بصيرة. And to give sincere advice regarding it in all of its meanings and all aspects of advice, all acts of sincere advice, and to call to it with insight. And to call to it with insight. So this is an amazing affair. And in the first, what is the meaning of adhering to the book and establishing this due right? First is to memorize it. To memorize it. Before you memorize it, you have to learn how to recite it properly. You have to learn how to recite it properly. To learn your best at the foot of a teacher who can clarify for you the proper makharij and sifat in a general manner, so that when you pronounce, you can pronounce it to the best of your ability in the manner that it was revealed. In the manner that it was revealed without distorting. Without distorting or changing the meanings because of a weakness in the pronunciation. To learn how to pronounce the Quran, to pronounce the letters of the Quran, and to recite it fluently and easily without making any major mistakes that will change the meaning or bring great deficiency to the recitation. The minimum requirement from learning the general basic rules of tajweed, so a person, he can read the Quran fluently. So he can read the Quran fluently. If he went beyond that, to even master that science even better, if he's good at that, to the best of his ability, without going to extremes, this is also proper. That way, whenever he memorizes, what he memorizes is precise. It's precise. What he memorizes is good. Someone who does not learn properly the pronunciation of the letters, then he memorizes. He memorizes wrong. And this is something that we find today. People memorizing the Quran wrong. Some parents, even, they don't care. Just memorize it. Who cares if it's wrong? They don't say that with their tongue, but that's what they're doing. They don't say that with their tongue, but that's what they're doing. Just memorize. La, slow down. Barakallah fiq. It's all wrong. It's all wrong. So they recite, so he memorized the whole Quran. Subhanallah, recite. Wallahi, they recite it like that, just so fast, like slow down. They can't recite it slowing down. I personally know people memorize the Quran from the beginning to the end. He's hafiz. And I asked him, this is in the jamia. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm rememorizing the Quran. I said, what do you mean? He said, I memorized it fast. I was like, well, everybody's trying to memorize fast. He said, no, I memorized it fast. He's like, what are you talking about? He recited for me. He's like, so I can, if I recite like this, I can read it. But if I try to recite slow, like normal, I can't recognize it. I can't recall it. So he said, I memorized it fast. You understand what he means by that? Not that he memorized in a short period of time, but he memorized in a super fast pace. So when he tries to recite slowly, he can't recite. His memory is not there. The way that he memorized it is at a fast, fast pace. And at a fast pace, that's blameworthy, not praiseworthy. You understand? So some people, they memorize like that. And they have no care, concern for the recitation. And the point of the recitation is to ponder, to benefit, to understand, to reflect. And you can't do that when people... Yeah, you stuck for Allah. This is the book of Allah. We don't just memorize like that. Take time, show effort, show concern, show care, learn the difference between the thought and the seen. Learn the difference between the then and the that. Learn the difference between these letters. Learn how to pronounce the fatha clear. Learn how to pronounce al-kasra khalisa. And you learn how to do these things. Take some time. Show some love and respect. Show some honor for the book of Allah. Find a teacher and sit down with your feet and bend your knees and hurt your back until you recite clearly for the sake of Allah. And then memorize what you like. Even then you memorize with the teacher. So memorizing the Quran, yes, we want to memorize the Quran, but we don't want to memorize the Quran wrong. We don't want to memorize the Quran weak. We want to memorize the Quran and our memory be strong and be precise without going to extremes. I'm not talking about going to extremes and tajweed and that, but I'm talking about having effort to make sure a person's tongue is good. Good in the general manner. What he memorizes good. When he recites good to the best of his ability. Have that was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.